Hallelujah. Put your hands together as we thank God for these wonderful children of God who gave their God the best in song and worship. Make a joyful noise in this house. Amen. Now, Pastor Pills will take us deeper into the Word and higher in the Lord. Lord, please stand and receive our pastor.
Turn with, again, we say good morning and we thank God for each of you. Please turn with me to Luke chapter 12 and hold your Bible there as we make our proclamation. Luke chapter 12. You have it, say amen. Repeat after me. This is my Bible, God's holy word. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I have what it says I have. And today, I submit myself to God that he may prove his word in my life today. Amen. Luke chapter 12. Together we will read verses 16 through 21. Luke chapter 12, verses 16 through 21. Shall we read together? And he spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits? And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater. And there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. I hope you have a pen with your paper, because the Lord gave me an acronym today. Think with me shortly from this thing. Share. Share. Share for this passage means securing history and raising expectations. Share. Securing history and raising expectations. With this parable of this rich man, here he is that the Lord, he already has a lot. And the Lord has blessed him with even more. And he has people working for him. And he has people who are watching God's blessings up on him. And after he receives an extraordinary, an abundance of blessings, God has blessed him plentifully. He says to himself, Verse 17, he thought, what shall I do, because I have no room to store all my fruits? Here he is. This man has people working for him, and probably he was only paying them the bare minimum, if he was paying at all. And instead of him looking out for somebody else, he thought to himself, I have nowhere to put all my stuff. Church, as I stand before you, I got one question to ask you. How long is your love list? When God sends you extra, can you see anybody other than yourself?
When God blesses you abundantly, when God gives you more than what you ever expected, how easy is it for you to share with somebody on your love list? We are so engrossed today in trying to get stuff for ourselves that this word share sometimes never enters into our imagination. We can't dream of opening up the abundance that God has given to us to give anybody anything, because the first thing we think of is just like that man. Man, I got to get me a house with bigger closets. I got to get me a garage that's got bigger storage room. I've got to go get some extra boxes. Doesn't matter to us who else is in need. We only see one person with need, and right now, most of us say, I had me on my mind. Somebody say amen. But let me tell you about sharing. When God sends us extra, how is it that he does not want us to just sit and just hoard everything to ourselves, but God wants us to secure history. He wants us to give to somebody else. Luke 6:38 says, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over. For the same that you give out shall be brought back to you. Church, we need to learn how to share. We are sitting in church right now, and somebody, if you just thought about it, you are where you are today because somebody got the word of God and they secured history by sharing the word of God with you. Somebody say amen today. Mm-hmm. If you can think of somebody who took time to share the word of God with you, you ought to raise your hand and thank God for those people. If you know anybody who had confidence and faith in you when you didn't have confidence and faith in yourself, you ought to thank God for those people. As I look out today, and if you don't mind just sharing your business, can you just raise your hand if you know somebody who spoke into your life when you thought your life was no longer worth it? Hallelujah. And that's how they learned to share. They secured history in you. Can you think of anybody right now that raised the level of your expectation about your life? Hallelujah. Can you think of anybody when you wanted to throw in the towel, they came up to you and said, oh, baby, you ain't over now. It's some more good stuff in you. When you thought you was at the end of your rope, God picked somebody to come and grab the end and pull you up by your bootstrap and say, God ain't through with you yet. Tell your neighbor, we need to share. When we look at this parable, this man had a very, very short love list. He loved only him, himself, and him. If you know somebody that's got a short love list, raise your hand. Hallelujah. Doesn't matter how much God sends you. If you are stingy with nothing, you will be stingy with much. And I don't want to call nobody's name out, but I want you to know God got some stingy children. God got some stingy children. Ask your neighbor, do they know any of them? Here this man is. He said, I know what I'll do. I'm at verse 18. He said, I know what I'll do. I will pull down my bones. He said he was going to pull down his bones. That let you know he had more than one bone, all right? He had more than one, and he wasn't going to pull down his bones by himself, but he needs some help, amen? Everybody needs a good friend. If you got a good friend, raise your hand. If you are a good friend, raise your hand. Put your hand down. Y'all just lying. He said, I need some help. I need some help to pull down my bones. He wanted somebody to come and help him. And understand, when he was going to tell them, allow them to pull down his bones, they were not, tell your neighbor not, they were not going to get any of his abundance. They were going to share in the works, but they were not going to share in the goods. That sounds like church, don't it? We have, and this, I know my deacon over there going to love this. We have 20% of the people that do all the work. And the rest, 80%, just come in and join the fun. Let me say that again. See, this side over here didn't hear me. I said we have 20% of the people that tear down the bones. But we got 80% of the people that want to come in and join the fun. Because we got stingy children in the household of faith. My Lord, somebody help me preach this thing. He said to himself, I'm going to get some people. Do you look at verse 18. He said, I'm going to pull down my barn. He was not going to do anything, but he was going to get some people to do the work for him and not pay them a dime for doing it. I'm so glad today that I serve a God that no matter how much work I give, how much work I do, he always pays me back more than what I give. I'm so glad today that no matter how much I try to outgive God, God always gives more to me than I ever dreamed about. Do I have any witnesses in here? Hallelujah. He's sitting there talking about he's going to pull down his barns and build greater barns. Hallelujah. He's going to hoard all of the goodness, all of the plentiful for himself. Children of God, that is not of God. When God gives us abundance, he wants us to look around and see who else needs to be blessed. When God sends you more than what you ask for, he is not telling you to save up your blessings in 2008 so you can live good in 2009. When God blesses you in 2008, he wants you to know, use your blessings in 2008 because he's got 2009 already covered. Somebody said, help me, Lord. Here this man is, and he was sitting there. This sounds like some of us. Verse 19, he said, I will say to my soul, soul, eat, drink, and be merry. You got so much stuff going on now. Thinking about this, I was remembering years ago when you could work for a company 20 and 30 years, and when they retired you, you had enough money to live on for the rest of your life. That's not so anymore, amen? You can work 20 years and they can lay you off and not give you a dime. You can work 30 years, be a loyal employee, but when you get laid off, all you are going to get is what the company can afford to give you. But oh, church, I serve a man. I serve a man that he starts giving to us long before we give to him. I serve a man that when we were out in the world, he was still open doors. He was still making a way. He was still bringing us closer to him. I serve a God that before we start paying him attention, he already was paying us some attention. And some of us are here today was because God saw fit to save us from ourselves. Hallelujah. Ask your neighbor if they know how to share. And do you know how to share? In this time of turmoil, God has put it on our hearts. If you know where he saved you from, if you know what he brought you out of, if you know it was God who brought you from the booth in the back, in the corner of the door, if you know it was God that took the taste of whatever it was out of your mouth and put his word in your mouth, if you know it was God who raised you up and spoke live on to your life, if you know it was God who wrapped his arms around you and rocked you to sleep when you didn't have any comfort in you, then you ought to share that word with somebody. Hallelujah. Our young people were singing today, and I was looking as I was paying attention. Some of us wouldn't even share a hand clap of praise. Some of us wouldn't even smile. They were just sitting looking. But I remember the days when I was in the youth choir. I remember the days when I was in the young adult choir. You heard some old mother who didn't know the word, but she was saying, "Sing, baby, sing, baby, sing, baby." I remember back when I was in the youth choir, we didn't get our rock together, but we had some old deacon would stand up and say, "Them our kids, them our kids, them our kids." They had enough of God in them to reach out and to make sure no matter how we sounded, we kept on singing. They made sure that no matter how we was rocking, we kept on rocking for Jesus and rolling in the Holy Ghost. We had some people way back in the church was not concerned with our uniform. They was concerned that our heart was on one accord. Hallelujah. They knew how to share. And now we're so fashion conscious. We can't support our children if they're not all in the same uniform. So what if they hit the wrong note every now and then? Some of us been singing for 50 years. We ain't hit the right note yet. Hallelujah. And we got the nerve to keep our arms folded. These people, these young people, they could have been over on Harris getting a lucky break somewhere. But they took the time to come out and lift their voices unto the Lord. Our young people, they could have been over trying to plan out how they was going to sell drugs to one of your other kids on the corner. But they took time out to come and lift praises unto God. And we as older children of God, we have to learn how to share. Learn how to love somebody other than yourself. Learn how to look around and see who needs your hug. This man got all this stuff and all he could see is feeding his own empty belly. My God, my God. But I love John 3:16. That God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He didn't have nobody else, but he gave his son. And look at us today. Children of God, why is it so hard to share? Why are we so afraid that somebody might get a little more than us? Why are we so scared that somebody might jump us in line? Let me tell you, what God has for you, it is for you. Can't nobody get your stuff. No matter who it is, what God has for you, that's exactly who it's for. This man did not understand. Instead of building barns, he should have been building houses for the people who work for him. Instead of trying to make himself fat, he should have looked around to see who else needed some of his abundance. Ask your neighbor, can you share? Ask your neighbor, can you share? God is blessing us, church. We have young people that are coming to us, and they need somebody to believe in them. We have some people coming unto us, and they need you to speak a word in their life. They need to know that, yes, they matter. It doesn't matter how their home life is, but when they come into the household of faith, God has given you the fruit of your lips. He's given you the activities of your limbs. Why can't you wrap your arms around somebody and say, "I believe in you. I believe in you. I believe in you." It breaks my heart. It breaks my heart. And I know maybe y'all get tired of hearing mortuary stories, but that's preaching for me. 2 weeks ago, we had this young man who had fallen so what he thought in love with one young lady. 15 years old. His family, well, they thought he was just going through something and passed him aside. His mother was busy. His father was busy. Nobody could sit down and talk to him. But this young lady took time And she spoke to him and they had a relationship. And he wrote her a poem. A few months after he wrote her that poem, she found another young man to get her attention. And this young boy, he was so hurt that nobody else saw him as a person. That he came home from school, heartbroken, 15 years old, and hung himself. And when we read the poem, he said, "You are the only one that loved me. And now that you're gone, it must mean it is now the end for me." And they put that poem on his obituary. Church, let me tell you, when God sends young people like this to us, we can't afford to walk by them. When God sends young people like this to us, we have to stop and share with them our experiences. When God sends young people like this to us, we have to stop being so busy and turn around and let them know how good they look, how happy you are that they are here. You got to stop and wrap your arms around them. You have to tell them, "I'm so glad you came in the house of the Lord today. I'm so glad you let God walk you in here. I'm so glad." We have young people today that think simply because they don't have a certain label in the back of their clothes that they are nobody. We have young people who think just because they can't wear a certain brand of tennis shoes that they are some nobody. We have people who think because they don't live in Upper Alton or over in Godfrey that they just here in Little Alton, and that don't mean nothing. But I came to secure history today. I came to let you know today, if you got one parent that says, "I love you," that means something. If you got one person that is glad to see you, that means something. It's not about the label that's in the back of your clothes. It's about the label that's written on your soul. Tell your neighbor you need to share. And it grieves me. It grieves me. Just Saturday, we had a young man, 21 years old, who had been shot 6 times and run over with a car and left for dead. And all his cronies showed up and they wanted to fight. He said, why am I telling you this? Because I want you to know the world ain't playing with us, y'all. The world is not playing with us. We have to quit being so selfish. We have to quit being so angry. We have to quit being so hateful and learn how to love each other. It does matter when they come through those doors. Yes, they do matter. When they walk up in here, yes, they do matter. I don't care how much money you got. I'm glad to see you. I'm glad to be in the service one more time. I'm glad I can lift my hand and say hallelujah one more time. Is anybody glad to be in the Lord's house today? The Lord is calling me to just remind us. There's nobody in here that does not have some kind of problem. There's nobody in here that can live all by themselves. But children of God, God has made us a family. And therefore, we have to look around, see who is missing, and call them up. We have to look around and see who needs something and feel the need. You have to look around and love somebody more than you love yourself. You have to look around. When this man got his bones, all he could think about was himself. What kind of world would this be if everybody in here made 5 telephone calls during the week from somebody or to somebody that is not part of your family? What kind of world, what kind of city would Alton be if every adult made sure that they said five good words to every teenager in Alton? What kind of city would Alton be if we as the church, not just St. John, but every church open in his name, if we would share just a little bit of where God has brought us from? And young people, I don't want you to fool yourself. Some of us in here, we've had some treacherous lives. Some of us have been over the dark streets of Alton. We've turned some corners that ain't even there no more. They were so nasty. Some of us raised more sand than a whole sandbox. And God brought us through that. And we just gonna testify right now. Is there anybody in here, no, without a shadow of a doubt, if it had not been for the Lord on your side, in hell, you would have lifted up your eyes. Is there anybody here, no, that you are better with God than you were without God? Is there anybody in here, no, that God has been better to you than you have been better to God? And does anybody in here can tell the truth today? If God made us pay for what he gave us, how many of us would be so deep in debt we would never get out? And then just like this man, how many of us can make the statement that one time we were so stingy in our lives, we didn't even want to give God an amen? So what am I saying? This man did not know how to share. But children of God, on this 87th anniversary, God has given us an opportunity to secure history and raise expectations. Haven't been here for 87 years, but for the time that I've been here, I know we have now a deeper appreciation for God than we've ever had. Haven't been here for 87 years, but I know God has given us a better idea of who we are in him, more so than we've ever had before in our life. Amen. Haven't been here for 87 years, but I know we know without a doubt God has raised us up far more than we ever thought we would ever be. And God is doing and has done more for us than we could ever dream or imagine. Who can say amen to what I just said? And how many of you can say without a shadow of a doubt, when man told us to lay down and die, God told us to stand up in his name. And when we stood up, we've been standing up ever since. And there was a time when the devil used to bother us because the devil was always saying stuff and we didn't know how to talk back to the devil. But oh baby, he got something to deal with now, don't he? When he says stuff to us, we can talk back to the devil. When he tells us to shut up, we know how to stomp on his head. When he tells us to sit down, we know how to stand up because God has said. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This man didn't know how. I'm getting ready to go to my seat. But my heart breaks when God has sent us such an abundance, not of just young people, but of people. If you're over a ministry, take your time and talk to everybody in that ministry. If you've got people that look up to you, take your time and share your story with them. But let me tell you, if you are stingy to the people that live in your house, you're going to be stingy to the people in God's house. If you don't love nobody but you in your house, when you get to God's house, you still won't love nobody but you. You can be no greater in this house than you are in the house from which you live. So children of God, let me tell you, giving gifts in here don't mean nothing if you ain't giving nothing at home. Hallelujah. Wearing titles in here don't mean nothing. nothing if you don't carry your title when you get home. We have to share. The scripture says it like this. Charity starts at home and spreads abroad. If you ain't nothing in your house, when you get in his house, you ain't nothing.
So when God sends us these people, look around, St. John. Look around. God has sent us love in every corner. Please share. God has sent us fruit in every corner. Please share. God has sent us grace and mercy in every corner. Please share. God has sent us righteousness in every corner. Please share. God has sent love in every corner. Please share. Learn how to have more than just you on your mind. And as I prepare to go to my seat, if you think nobody in here is worth your love, then you think about Jesus. If you think nobody in here is worth your hugs, then you think about Jesus. And if you think nobody in here is worth your time, you think about Jesus. Because Jesus loved us long before we loved him. Jesus saved us out of our mess. Jesus died on the cross and gave us life and life more abundantly. And because of what he's done for us, that's why we're here today. Again, share simply means securing history and raising expectations. God wants you to think more of yourself because of who you are in him. God bless you. Amen. Amen. How long is your love list? How many got at least 5 people on your love list? How many of you got 10 people on your love list? How many you can't even count? You got so many on your love list. Last time I'm going to bother you. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, I really know how to share. And I'm glad about it. Put your hands together and make a joyful noise for the Lord. Amen. 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 I had a whole lot more to say, but the young adults wore me out. Hallelujah. The doors of the church are open. Doors of the church are open. You may come by letter, Christian experience, candidate for baptism. We realize that you could have gone to any other church, but we thank God that you saw fit to come and join us today. We are a church that loves. We are a church that cares. We are